That is a new song from Erasure, which is out January the 3rd, and it's called Breathe, and it's from the new album Nightbird, which we'll talk about in a minute. And how are you doing?
I'm good.
This
Very
is the,
well.
The first original album from Erasure for 4 years.
Since 2000, yeah. Yeah.
You've done kind of a covers version album and the greatest hits and stuff. Why are you going back to doing original stuff now?
Because we got kind of fed up. We got fed up doing cover versions. And we did an acoustic album as well of all our old stuff, all kind of ballads, and which is really lovely, with violins and all kinds of things, slide guitars. And we did the cover version album because that was going to be in a Phil Spector. I wanted to do an Andy Bell Phil Spector album. And then Vince thought that was a good idea, so he wanted to do some of his favourite ones as well. So that's why that came out. And so we got fed up with doing cover versions, so we thought we should do some new stuff, really.
Are these kind of songs you've had floating around for a while, or is it all complete new album of new stuff?
No, we kind of, we wrote it in two parts. I did the vocals February last year, and we wrote about six songs then, while I was there. This is in Brooklyn, in New York. And then, probably in November 2003, or something like that.
Last year?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very romantic lyrics in the chorus of the single.
Aren't they? They're really nice.
You're supposed to be like an angry old man now. You're kind of as mellow as you've ever been.
I don't know where they come from, all the words. I mean, I keep trying to split up my relationship just so I can write some good songs, but you won't have it.
No songs with angst.
No.
21 years together now. Yeah. I was amazed when I saw that, but when you kind of work it out, when it obviously, like 1984, it's knocking off.
Three lots of seven.
Incredible.
No, it doesn't feel like it, though.
Because Wet have kind of had a big, like, dramatic kind of fallout, and they're made up and got back together. Tears for Fears as well, weren't talking forever, they're back recording, and you've never had to go through that. What is the secret of that?
Well, Vince is a really nice bloke, and we're both kind of, I think, very down-to-earth people, quite patient, respect each other and each other's space, and, I mean, we're not very nice. When we are working together, and we've been doing the rounds for ages and ages and ages, then we're not very nice to other people, but we're always pretty nice, good to each other.
Has there ever been a time when you thought, that's it, I can't ever record again with that fellow, I never want to see him again? Never,
not
it's never ever got that close?
No, not at all, no. I've seen him in his underpants a few times.
So much to push you over the brink, maybe.
Yeah.
And you're also going on the road as well next year, all over the place, including a couple of dates, Manchester and Preston in this part of the world. Is it going to be purely new stuff? Is it going to be old stuff?
It's going to be a mix of all kinds of things. We did a poll on the Erasure website to see what the fans would like us to play, which was all very obscure, which nobody else would know. They wouldn't have a clue in the audience. So it's going to be seven songs from the new album. Probably about 13 hits, and then five sort of more obscure B-sides and things like that. But hopefully they'll fit in.
For the absolute true fans that are there.
Yeah.
Is it under wraps then, which tunes have been picked by the website? Is
pretty
there all
much,
surprise on the night?
Pretty much, because Vince has programmed them already, so...
What is the one, though, what is the absolute number one Erasure tune that you couldn't get out of the building alive without singing?
Little Respect.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because of it, obviously, the popularity first time around, or because of the Wheaters thing a few years ago?
Well, it just seems to keep going and going, that song. And then, I mean, they had the... it's been on the TV a few times and a few things, and... I think that one seems to be our signature tune.
Okay, well, plug away then. When's a new single and a new album and tour? The airwaves are yours to plug away.
All right, the new single's coming out on the 4th of January, and it's really beautiful. It's called Breathe, and it's all about letting out all the bad energy and breathing in all the new energy for the new year. And it's it make a lovely gift for anybody. And then the album's called Nightbird, and it's really a return to form for Erasure. And all those people that have never heard of Erasure, we're fantastic. And it's out on the 24th of January. And then if that's not enough for you, we'll be playing here live in March on roundabout the
I'm going to check now. It's Preston, I think it's the 9th and 11th. It's Manchester Apollo on the 9th and Preston Guildhall on the 11th of March.
Right.
I look forward to it. And it's great to have some good new music out in January, because it's normally kind of a bit of a wilderness, isn't it,
yeah,
after Christmas. It's awful.
I was really over the moon when Blondie released Maria in, I think it was 2001 now, or 2002. I was over the moon, because I was a huge Blondie fan.
Mm.
I saw them live just last year as well. She's fantastic.
Everyone normally rushes to get their album out, their single out now before Christmas, and then January, February is awful, isn't it?
Yeah, we couldn't do that.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, and I'm going to do the usual thing that we always do, is get you to pick your favourite tune by Erasure, big hit from the 80s, and also your favourite kind of big hit from someone else from the 80s. It's got to be the 80s.
It's got to be the 80s, so just, that's not Blue Savannah then, is it?
Might just be the
90s. Is that the 90s? So, I would like to choose Sometimes Then.
Excellent. What about your one from someone else?
And from somebody else, Atomic by Blondie, please, yeah.
Brilliant.